Recorded Books and RB Digital present My Fantastically Evil Vampire Pet by Mo O'Hara, illustrated by Marek Yagutsky. Read by Christopher Gebauer. My Big Bad Evil Summer. This summer is going to be epic. Epically evil, or evilly epic, or maybe even both. Whatever. Anyway, this summer is gonna rock. Because for the first time, I'm going away to Evil Scientist Summer Camp. This is going to be the start of something big, so I thought I should write it down. That way, when I'm a massively important evil scientist in the future, and my minions ask, "Oh, great and powerful Mark," because they'll totally call me that, "how did you start out?" I can say, "I can't be bothered to tell you. Read the book." Chapter 1. Top 5 Reasons Why Evil Scientist Summer Camp is Going to Be Awesome. 5. It's an Evil Scientist Summer Camp. We learn evil stuff they don't teach, or aren't allowed to teach, at regular school, like traps, disguises, and some basic evil henchmen 101 stuff. Plus, there's evil tennis and swimming and stuff, too. 4. There are no annoying little brothers around. 3. There are no annoying zombie goldfish around. 2. My best friend Sanj, who is an evil computer genius, is going too. Well, okay. Maybe it's a stretch to call Sanj my best friend. One time he trapped me in a booby trap with an actual blue-footed booby. I mean the bird. He zapped me with a supersonic nicifying helpful minion ray. He's tricked me, cheated me, lied to me, and generally betrayed me most of the time. But hey, when you're mostly evil, you don't have a lot of friends to choose from, you know? Maybe I should call him an evil colleague. Like if we were both working in an evil job somewhere. He would be in the next evil cubicle. Yeah, that's probably right. End 1. I'm smuggling my truly evil pet vampire kitten, Fang, into the camp. Fang prowled around all my stuff for camp that I had laid out on the bed. She circled and clawed at my evil scientist coat, and then started swatting at the buttons. Fang! I grabbed it off her, but she clung to the hem of the coat. Let go! You'll mess it up!
Meow!
She replied as she pulled in her claw and let herself drop inside my bag. I gotta put the other stuff in first, Fang. I scooped her out, and she strutted around the bed, scratching at all the rest of my stuff. Which I think in CAD is kinda like her marking all my stuff as her stuff. I have to make sure I got everything they said to bring to camp. Then you can get back in. Fang purred. Right. 1. White evil scientist coat. Check. 2. Protective laser, hypno and radiation-proof glasses. Check. 3. Evil plans notebook. Check. Sanj and I have already been working on some super evil plans to show the evil scientist summer camp leaders. 4. Evil disguises, props, traps, secret code stuff, chemicals, wire, paper clips, and tape. It's amazing how many times a decent evil trap needs tape. Check. Swim trunks and a towel. Check. And I'll just add 1. 6. Evil scientist sidekick pet that, according to the rules, you are totally not allowed to bring at all. Check. I can't believe the evil scientist summer camp doesn't allow pets. I mean, yeah, so some people have allergies and stuff. But seriously, we're working with toxic chemicals, explosives, and lethal robo-drones. Probably. Oh, please let there be lethal robo-drones. But pets are the worst things they can think of? I'm just saying that if you're gonna start sneezing or breaking out in hives if you get near a little pet fur, then maybe world domination is a little ambitious, don't you think? Maybe just take over the parts of the world with good air filters.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?